Hello and welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Thank you for joining us for another segment. We're going to be speaking with Dr. Arzu Khosrowshahi this morning. She's joining us here as Associate Professor of Medicine at Emory University to talk about the enrollment of the first patient in Horizon's Phase 2 trial to evaluate HZN-7734. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me, and I'm very excited to be here.
Give us a bit of your professional background and talk about your role there as Associate Professor of Medicine at Emory.
I'm a medical doctor, a rheumatologist by training. I'm Associate Professor at the Department of Medicine at Emory University, focused mostly in doing clinical research in two specific diseases, IgG4-related disease and lupus. I have dedicated clinics for these patients. I see lupus patients in two different institutions, Emory Healthcare and Grady Healthcare, and I have clinics in both of these institutions for lupus patients. The focus of my research has been mostly in different treatment strategies.
Exactly what is lupus and who's affected?
Lupus is an autoimmune disease that can affect multiple organ systems. 70% of lupus patients have systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE. It's a dysregulation of the immune system, and patients who have lupus, their immune system mistakenly attacks their own body instead of fighting the germs. And it's usually manifested by inflammation in different organs. It can affect joints, skin, and many other organs, including kidneys, brains, heart, other organs, almost everything. These patients come with different symptoms. The symptoms vary patient by patient and over time, and even in one person. And it's estimated that 5 million people worldwide live with lupus, and 90% of them are women, and it's more common in specific race and ethnicities. And it's more common in African, Caribbean, Hispanics, and Asians compared to Caucasians.
What is the normal management or treatment once you've been diagnosed with lupus?
So there has been many different treatment strategies for these patients. Glucocorticoids stay as the main treatment for the flares and control of the disease in these patients, associated with many different side effects. Different immunosuppressive medications over time have been tried in these patients. Targeted monoclonal antibodies are being more and more tried to see if they have effects and efficacy in these patients. One of them was approved in recent years, but there is a huge unmet demand in terms of like having medications or treatments that can control these disease activities in patients without much side effect, because majority of the medications that we have available are significant immunosuppressive medications and have significant side effects.
Do people living with lupus normally live into old age, or is there a significant reduction in life expectancy after diagnosis?
Unfortunately, there is significant reduction in life expectancy based on their organ involvement and the treatments that they receive. This disease has systemic inflammation. Systemic inflammation, we know, is associated with increased risk of cardiovascular disease. Medications that we use for these patients increases their risk of multiple comorbidities, including cardiovascular, diabetes, and even cancer. So those all increase their mortality.
Now, let's discuss Horizon's Phase 2 trial to evaluate HZN-7734. What is this compound? And talk a little bit about the participants in the trial.
So HZN-7734 is a first-in-class, fully human monoclonal antibody that targets a specific cell surface marker in one of the major cells in the body that causes the autoimmunity. So plasmacytoid dendritic cells have a marker on their cell surface. It's called immunoglobulin-like transcript 7, or ILT7. And this HZN-7734 targets the cell surface on the plasmacytoid dendritic cells and causes the antibody-dependent cellular cytotoxicity, causes depletion of these cells. And we know in lupus, plasmacytoid dendritic cells play a major role to cause the inflammation and promote the cytokines and chemokines, and one of the most important one, type 1 interferon, that plays a very critical role in the inflammation in lupus. So when patients are treated with HCN7734, which attacks these plasmacytoid dendritic cells, they go away and the type 1 interferon level decreases, and the expectancy is to have less inflammation and activity of lupus. This trial is designed to enroll patients who have moderate to severe disease activity in lupus and to evaluate the efficacy and safety of this medication.
When you say moderate to severe, is this a rapidly progressing disease?
So this is a great question. Lupus affects patients over time and has flares and remissions. So patients, when they go to flares, they have disease activity for a while and then usually are treated and they go to remission. After they are in remission, the disease can flare back, and it's unpredictable. So many patients sustain remission for many years, but it's really unpredictable to know when the flares come back. So, of course, as you mentioned, this trial is just starting to enroll, so we don't have the results. So we are looking forward, actually, to see the results of the trial very excitedly. Clinicians and investigators who deal with lupus have a lot of hope that this trial will have good results. We do have the results of the phase 1B of this agent in patients with lupus who had their skin affected. They're called cutaneous lupus. And this is study, the phase 1B study result of the HZN7734. Actually decreased the disease activity of the cutaneous lupus of patients who were enrolled in the trial, and it was very promising.
Could you provide a website where we can learn more about lupus and about some of these clinical trials as well?
Of course. Clinicaltrials.gov has the information about this study specifically. And Lupus Foundation of America has a very good website that you can learn about lupus in general.
And I believe a website would be www.lupus.org. Is that another resource that we can use?
That's correct.
Well, Doctor, I appreciate you joining us here on Health Professional Radio. Hopefully we'll have you back in the future to discuss more about lupus and maybe the results of this phase 2 trial.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.